Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. Responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome back, everybody. Very special guest joining us right now to talk about a topic that everybody wants to talk about, or everybody is talking about. Her name is Cindy Collins of Operation Outcry, speakhope.net, and we're going to talk about her experience with abortion. We've got a lot to get to, so we just can start this off by you telling the story of your abortion scenario and what you went through and all that surrounds that and get us going that way.
Okay, good. And what I try and do, Lee, also is because I know that, you know, since 1973, there's been 63 million plus abortions, and statistics show that about 1 in 4 to 1 in 5 American women has had an abortion by age 45. So there are maybe listeners on the program that are relating to some of the story that I have to tell. When I was 19 years old and a 19-year-old college student, I was going to school in Pittsburgh. And I was pregnant, and I was not sure what to do, where to go. And my boyfriend, the same thing. We were not sure where to do, what to do. And so we were advised to go to a Planned Parenthood. Again, this was back in January of 1973, and I was told that my baby was a blob of tissue, a mass of cells, and that abortion was becoming legal at that time, and that I could get on with my life. But I didn't realize that I was, and our nation, were right in the throes of abortion becoming legal for any of the all 9 months for any reason through Roe v. Wade and Doe versus Bolton. So I had my first abortion in Washington, D.C. back in January of 1973, and that really threw me into a downward spiral. I didn't realize it, but I could see how my life changed. I dropped out of school, became very depressed, ended the relationship with my boyfriend, alcohol, drugs, promiscuous relationship, and it was really opposite of the person who, you know, I thought that I really was. And subsequently, my life really became a wreck from 19 through about age 26. And I can go back and connect the dots and see what abortion did to me. And there were subsequent health problems and, you know, just a lot of damage. I certainly was not able to get on with my life. And came to Louisiana, followed my boyfriend, who's now my husband, and I gave my life to the Lord Jesus, and because I was really looking for a way out, and He is the way out, you know, in my life, and subsequently have found a lot of healing and forgiveness. And the bottom line to the story is I made a commitment to try and help other women. And you know, tell the truth that abortion really hurts women and offer them hope and help. So I've been doing that for about 35 years now.
So after you have the abortion, you said your life goes off the rails, and you gave a couple of examples. But is it because you were just wrecked with torment and grief? Or what was it? Was it grief? Was it anger? What was it that sent you off the rails?
It was, you know, internally, I knew that I had done something wrong,
right?
Very wrong. And because, you know, a woman, and I'm just being blunt, a woman cannot take the life of her own child. She can't kill her own child without it having some type of effect on her. I tell women that I've counseled with, I said, you know, that what we go through is the fact that, you know, when we were younger, when we were little girls, we were, most of us were drawn more towards baby dolls, nurturing, you know, taking care. It wasn't our mothers or our dads telling us to. We were drawn to that compassionate side. So when a woman takes the life of her own child, she knows that there's something, you know, she's done something very wrong, or she's been forced to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And even before we know now science and also ultrasound shows that that is another, that's a human life, and it happens to be our own child. Now, saying that, what happened was I was trying to stuff the pain. I was trying to numb the pain
right.
with alcohol and drugs, and you know, that never happened. I had to deal with the pain.
Is there a time that is permissible to get an abortion, or is it conception for you?
It is conception for me, because I have counseled so many women. This is my personal belief anyway, after I was healed and understood the damage it did in my own life. But then I have counseled so many women, and there have been so many different scenarios, and abortion causes so much damage in a woman's life. The other part of it too, Lee, is that that is a living human being inside of that woman's womb. And we are at a place right now where we can look back 50 years and see what abortion's done to our nation, but there's so much more help that's available now, and medicine has progressed so tremendously since 1973 that a woman should never have to, you know, have an abortion.
Right.
Let me say this. Ectopic pregnancy and miscarriage are not abortion, and so, you know, that needs to be cleared up too.
So a day, if you have sex on a Tuesday and take the morning after pill Wednesday, you don't consider that aborting the baby?
I don't advise that.
Mm.
I don't advise, you know, I advise women stepping back, and men too, stepping back of what are we doing with our lives, that we have to trust them to these little pills or to chemicals, and even what's the long-range effect of that stuff that we're putting inside of our bodies that we think is going to take care of it, you know, for the morning after. But what about decades after the effect of those chemicals on our bodies? So, you know, people really need to stop trying to do quick fixes and just do some reevaluations in our own personal lives.
So let me play devil's advocate. And again, we're talking this morning to Cindy Collins, who is the founder of SpeakHope.net. That's SpeakHope.net. And you guys can take a look at that and check it out. One of the things that always comes up in this conversation, and I think it's a valid question that's thrown out, is that there are so many children that are either in households that are mistreating them. They're either abusive parents or neglectful parents. Or there are so many kids in the quote-unquote system today that it's almost, and again, I'm paraphrasing what other people have said, but it's more, let's say, humane to abort a pregnancy early on than it would be to put a kid out with parents that are not good human beings and good people. So what do you say to folks who make that argument?
Well, I think, you know, we can look to people like Dr. Ben Carson, who was raised in, you know, less than ideal circumstances and situation, and look what he's done with his life. I can say to my own life, because I went through sexual abuse as a child, and yes, subsequently that hurt and pain and trauma as a child ended up in my lack of self-worth as a teenager, subsequently aborting, you know, children, but my life has become of great value in helping thousands of women since that time. And I never think that that should be an excuse or a reason why we should keep abortion legal because it becomes population control then. And it's saying that we don't value life. So I do not believe that that should be part of the argument, just the same way, and I'll touch upon it, where I don't believe that rape should be part of that argument either. Every life has value.
So you think somebody who's been raped should be forced to carry that baby all the way?
Well, it's good we're having a conversation. I don't want to say forced, because I've counseled women who have been raped and are pregnant, and I've counseled young women who have been raped and have become subsequently pregnant. I believe what we've done is step forward and made sure that she has excellent medical care. She knows that there is an option for either her choosing and her family choosing to parent that baby or to go ahead and place the baby for adoption, and that the baby should never pay for the crime of the father or the predator that raped the woman. Abortion is very traumatic, and abortion can cause trauma upon trauma. Now, saying that too, Lee, is that I have friends that have been conceived and raped, and I consider their lives to be of great value. Some were parented by their mother. Others were placed for adoption, and their lives have great value. Now, the woman that has gone through the rape, she needs great care and counsel, and her life is of value also. So I just don't believe in quick fixes. That's the thing, because there tends to be long-term damage in what we perceive as answers often.
Broadcast, New Jersey, Wisconsin. Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GALLON for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GALLON for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GALLON for a $5 bonus.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LaBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBru stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBru for Congress.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are
are guaranteed a 2022 W-proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267. Cashback is not...
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And pro-life activist Cynthia Collins is joining us. So what does your website do? What do you try to accomplish with speakhope.net?
Okay, with Speak Hope, that really has come about from the years that I've spent either, you know, working with women on the street, working with women in pregnancy centers, and what we try and do is honestly do the same thing that the Lord did with my life, is take me from a very hard situation of hurt, pain, where choices were inflicted against me, meaning sexual abuse, and then I made some resulting choices to harm myself, meaning abortion, and bring healing to that woman's life. We also work with youth, and so that her past does not identify her or be her future. It's the same thing with youth. That every person has there's a plan and a destiny, and they're of great worth and value. So Speak Hope started back in probably 2007 or so, and I've been working in pregnancy care ministry since 1986. But just really saw that God has a great call on this generation, and that no voice needs to be discounted, no matter where a person's come from. And no matter what they're actually even involved in currently, they don't need to be judged. But we try and help every person see that God has a plan and help them get there. Just not speak it out, but invest in them as friends and mentors to help them fulfill the plan that He has for their life.
So another website that you're involved with is Operation Outcry. We don't have a lot of time left, but this has to do with human trafficking, right?
Right.
And tell everybody, there's numbers of human trafficking, there's just sheer numbers of, in particular, women, but young girls who are human trafficked. It's astronomical. Like, we can't get our minds around all these young girls who are thrown into this life. Can you tell everybody about this?
Well, you know, human trafficking occurs in every community. It's not just overseas, and even with what's going happening on the borders, it's even more concerning. And I always, you know, say there's an attack on this generation, whether it be through abortion, human trafficking, pornography, there's an attack. And often those three things feed into each other. And it's also very profitable, you know, billions of dollars in selling a person can be sold over and over again, whereas drugs can only be sold one time. And, you know, very young, even babies are trafficked. It's very evil, very sick. The area that we really concentrate on in human trafficking is for those women that become pregnant as a result of trafficking. She's having sex 20, 25, 30 times a day. She's going to become pregnant. 70% of those surveyed who had been trafficked said that they had become pregnant one or more times. 55% said they were forced to have abortions, one as many as 17. So we work with women specifically in sex trafficking or human trafficking that have also become pregnant. And Lee, that's also part of what we do with Operation Outcry, too, is not only to provide healing and resources for women, but allow women's voices to be heard, to begin to tell the truth about what's happening to women, whether it be trafficking or abortion.
One more time, can you direct folks to the website you want them to go to?
Well, what I would encourage is anybody that's listening, if you need help healing, you know, from a past abortion, or you just need direction, resources, go to our website, speakhope.net. That's speakhope.net. You can get a hold of me through the contact tab there. And just, you know, feel free to go ahead and contact and reach out. There's also information on healing from abortion on OperationOutcry.org. That's OperationOutcry.org. Or if you've gone through healing, you want to use your testimony and be a voice to let the nation know. That's also a great resource and a great website.
Cindy Collins, thank you for all you do, and I appreciate you giving us some time today. Her name is Cindy Collins. You can check out her website. Thank you for giving us some time today. I do got to go. We'll come right back, everybody. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Household debt is surpassing $16 trillion. It did so in the second quarter of this year as inflation skyrockets. The $16.15 trillion figure was a $312 billion increase from the first quarter. Catastrophic flooding has Kentucky reeling. Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News that the storms have taken a toll on his state.
We're devastated for our friends and many families who I know personally up in eastern Kentucky. Nearly 40 people have perished in the flooding.
In addition to the fatalities, hundreds are still missing. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear saying the heat will now be the next challenge for the Commonwealth as cleanup efforts go on. President Biden tested positive once again for COVID today. This is USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Our next guest, Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. John, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it very much. You know, we've had this rash of school shootings, some terrible situations. Obviously, we've had this happening now for the better part of a couple of decades, ever since Columbine kind of sent us down this road. And you've got a beef, I guess, with the way media is covering it. Can you go over that real quick?
The problem with the way they cover these mass public shootings generally. I mean, take the Buffalo shooting. The murderer there had a manifesto where he explicitly talks about the target that he did. He wanted to pick a target. He said he spent a great deal of time in the manifesto saying he wanted to pick a target where he knew his victims would not have concealed handguns
right.
to protect themselves. These killers, time after time, when they leave diaries or manifestos, make it very clear that what concerns them is media coverage. And they know the more people they kill, the more media coverage that they get. I'm not going to talk about trying to go and ban the First Amendment or something like that, but it gives us a window into what motivates them and what we can do in order to stop them. So when they go and keep on saying, if I can only kill more people than such and such did,
right.
I can get more media coverage. And when they make it clear time after time that they want to go to a place where they know victims can't defend themselves, you know, it tells us what we need to do. We need to get people there quickly with a gun to be able to stop it. And you know, you have situations like this recent Indianapolis attack that was stopped by a person, a young man, legally carrying a gun. The thing is, these happen all the time, but they don't get national news coverage. I on our website at crimeresearch.org, there's 10 cases in the last year where people with permanent concealed handguns have stopped what police say otherwise would have been a mass public shooting. But they rarely get national news coverage. That's the only thing that's unique about this. And we need to take this into account. And these killers, if you make it so they believe that they're not going to be able to kill that many people,
right.
you make them believe that they're not going to be able to get much media coverage for it.
And that's why they pick the soft targets, too. I mean, that's why you get schools.
That's exactly right. So look, 30% of the schools in Texas have armed teachers. 20 states have armed teachers.
Right.
And, you know, the murderer, he picked one of the schools in Texas that didn't have armed teachers. Would you rather have a sign in front of the school that says this school is a gun-free zone? Or would you rather have a sign in front of the school that says, warning, select teachers and staff at this school are carrying concealed handguns and will use them to go and protect students and others that are there. You know, it seems pretty clear which place these people pick in order to go and do their attacks.
And anybody who would answer that question you ask with the first answer is insane. I mean, they're literally insane because it makes no sense. And, you know, we have it here. I'm based in Connecticut. It's probably one of the most blue states in the country. It's, you know, filled with lunatic progressives. And, you know, I have folks in my neighborhood who have signs out in their front yard that say, you know, this is a gun-free zone. I mean, we don't have any guns in this house. So, I mean, if I'm a criminal, that's the first house I'm going to.
Right. If God forbid somebody in that home was being stalked or threatened, do they really think that putting a sign in front of the home is going to make it so the killers will say, well, I'm not going to go in there because
right.
I'm not allowed to take the gun? What it does is it just tells them that the other people that are there aren't going to be able to go and defend themselves.
Right.
Gun-free zone signs serve as magnets for going and attracting people who want to go and do harm because they know that it's going to be easier. They take advantage of the fact that law-abiding, good citizens, when you have a sign in front of a school or someplace else, obey the rules. They take advantage of the fact that the good people obey the rules because then they know that they don't have anything to worry about. You know, but the other thing is people have concerns about, well, you know, what happens if we let teachers have guns? Will they leave them, you know, and students will get a hold of them? Will they accidentally shoot students? Or will they get mad at students and shoot at them? But we don't have to get. We have 20 states. Some of these states have had these rules for more than a couple decades, and yet you won't find one single example of any of those types of problems occurring. Instead, if you look at the data, what you see is that since 2000, every single attack at a school where anybody has been wounded or killed during school hours has occurred at those schools where teachers and staff are banned from being able to have guns. Every single one. There hasn't been one attack where anybody's been wounded or killed of any type at a school where teachers and staff have been able to carry.
We're talking to John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, and we're lucky to get a chance to chat with him a little bit. And I want to go back just to the media part of this, because to me, the other part is common sense. I mean, if we dump so much money in this country into garbage causes or garbage programs, the idea that we don't have resource officers at every single school in this country, to me, it's almost negligent and almost child abuse. But I want to get to the media part of this again. Do you think they're doing this to try to fundamentally break down sort of the Second Amendment and you know, brick by brick tear that apart? Because if you show these mass shootings but you don't actually show somebody who's defending themselves against the mass shooter, it's a way to sort of chip away at that.
Well, there are 2 points to make. One, I have to make a quick comment about the resource officer. If you're going to put a police officer in each school, make sure they're not in uniform, okay? And make sure that they blend in so that they appear to be part of the staff. Because if you put one person there in uniform, they have an almost impossible job. They're readily identifiable. It's kind of like having somebody there with a neon sign that tells the attacker, shoot me first. Attackers have huge tactical advantages in these cases. They can, if they know that there's one person there with a gun, they can wait for them to leave before they attack, or they can go and choose another target. Or if they go after that, who do they, do you think they kill first? Because they know if they kill that one person who's in uniform with a gun, and he's the only person that's armed there, then they're going to have free rein to go after other people that are there.
Yeah.
Now, on the other part of your question about the media coverage, look, anybody who reads the diaries or manifestos from these killers constantly comes across statements like, if I can only kill more people than such and such did, I can get even more media attention. The media has to take responsibility for how they create these contagions there, how they're constantly giving these people notoriety. And as you say, they give those people notoriety, but they don't give coverage to the heroes that stop these attacks. We have 23 cases on our website at crimeresearch.org since the beginning of 2020 where people legally carrying guns, according to police, stopped what the police say otherwise would have been a mass public shooting.
Right.
But yet, the thing that's most unique about this Indianapolis case is that it got national coverage. These cases simply aren't considered newsworthy, but yet if the person wasn't there and many people had been killed, then it would have gotten international news coverage. And if the media just did a few things differently, would go and report what the manifestos say about them picking these targets so that they can kill people. They want to go to soft targets where people are unarmed. If they mention once in a while how people stop these attacks, if once in a while they would go and say, we've had yet another mass public shooting in a place where guns are banned, 96% of these mass public shootings take place where guns are banned. These guys are not stupid. They know how to get media attention.
And I know it's probably impossible to do this part of it, but it would go, I think it would go a long way if you didn't have any pictures of the criminals and didn't post their name. So they want their 15 minutes of fame. I mean, you know, their life has no meaning to them. So this is a, to me, it seems like more often than not, this is sort of their 15 minutes, and the more fame they can get, the better. So, all right, tell everybody a little bit about your website and what they get when they go on there, and all the sort of ancillaries with that. What's happening?
Well, it's, our website is crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. And we're a research group, academics from around the country. I was working in the Department of Justice up until January last year. And we put together data on a wide variety of crime issues, from policing to mass shootings to even vote fraud type issues.
Okay. And you also have a book out, Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Bots Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. I'm sure you can get that Amazon. I'm looking at it right now on Amazon, right? You can get that anywhere.
Right.
All right, brother. Listen, thank you. I really appreciate you carving out some time for us today. I do got to run, but we'll talk soon.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you being there.
You got it. Dr. John Lott joining us here. Once again, Gun Control Myths. You can check that out. We'll take a quick break. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see the makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wainwright sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and was. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Wayne Allyn, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allyn, we're on Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Coming to you from the house that Rue built in Las Vegas, Nevada. Kyla Brew for Congress is a sponsor of this segment of the show. By the way, one of my brand new fans who had never listened to the show before and just listened the last couple of days and said, I love your show. And then he sent a new email an hour later and said, you know that guy you advertised, Kyle LaBru, and you say he's so great, and he's a friend of yours and a friend of the show, and he's running for Congress? I just donated $500 to him. And then he sent me the receipt. And the third email, the receipt proving he gave him $500, so thank you very much. We've got some great fans on this show. Kyle LaBru for Congress. We don't just need Republicans in Congress, Kyle says. We need the right kind of Republicans. We need fighters. Men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder, and politicians who understand that government works for the people, not the other way around. So he will work for you. He knows he represents you. He's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle is an American first, unapologetic conservative candidate for Congress and an entrepreneur and a family man. He's running for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Support Kyle LaBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. No matter where you are in this country, just like my new fan who said he, you know, just gave $500 to Kyle this morning. He doesn't live in Missouri, and he certainly doesn't live in Missouri's 4th Congressional District, where Kyle's running, but he knows he's a good candidate that we got to help get to Congress. KyleLaBru.com, paid for by Kyle LaBru for Congress.
All right, and then welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Final break. Wayne Allyn Root is off all week. My name is Lee Elsie. In case you're wondering, you can find out a little bit more about me at LeeElsie.com. Email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Like my Facebook page, Lee Elsie, quote-unquote, voice of freedom, and be part of our daily conversations. So let me end like this tonight. Whether you align yourself with independents, libertarians, donkeys, elephants, arguing the competency and proficiency of the Joe Biden administration would be a Herculean effort even for the most articulate debater. It's been a catastrophe. Biden and his cronies have botched and mangled just about every single issue they've attempted to remedy. The southern border is currently battling a full-fledged invasion. Violent crime surges in big cities, and record-setting inflation is decimating middle-class savings accounts and destroying low-income households. And now, as of Thursday, we're officially in a recession. More people, by the way, have died under the careful watch of Joe Biden as it pertains to COVID-19 than under the oblivious watch of the Trump administration. The withdrawal from Afghanistan was nothing short of a disaster, and the promise of that unified America while Joe Biden sat and shook his fist at us during his inauguration speech, that is a complete failure. There's an old saying, by the way, about a monkey and a football. And that old saying may best describe Biden and his brass. Biden is a typical, slippery, slimy politician whose true allegiance lies only with himself. Only with the folks that he surrounds himself, but really only to himself. The advancement of that personal power has been the main influence on him and his life and his cronies' lives for the better part of a half a century. And influence is the only thing that seems to resonate with the Washington ruling class. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's just the way it is. The advancement of personal power is what it's all about. Now, the Washington ruling class has been corrupt for, well, as long as I can remember. And that old saying about a monkey and a football, it shouldn't surprise anyone that it's either the corruption or the fact they're just inept that the Biden hierarchy cannot make heads or tails out of the economy and could conceivably make mistakes that could have a catastrophic effect on the world's economy. They're a bunch of monkeys, blanking footballs. They don't know what they're doing. They never knew what they were doing. Smoke and mirrors. That's what's happening. And that old moniker, buyer beware, seems to fit this situation. 81 million people apparently hated Trump enough to put this person in the White House. We need better statesmen. We need smarter leaders. We need better people. We need better people that are running for these offices at all levels. Every level. Whether it's a dog catcher right on up to the president of the United States. We have simply settled for second best. Far too long. All right, I got to go, everybody. I'm out of time. So once again, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Thank you, Christopher. You did a fantastic job, as always. I will be back tomorrow, Humping Day. You guys enjoy the rest of your day and keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.